Now this election marks the first time voters will need to provide photo identification in a presidential general election. The measure has been seen as controversial, with lawsuits challenging the law, saying that it could potentially disenfranchise voters in the upcoming election.
While a judge ruled that the state could make its voter ID law more strict, it was ruled that the state could only do that if there was a safety net in place to make sure people would be able to get photo ID. But a new report from The Nation shows that there might still be some confusion at the state level about how to get a voter ID.
Patrick Marley joins us now with more on the story and on the late-breaking news that a federal judge has ordered an investigation into the DMV. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Well, I want to get to that latest news, the federal judge looking for an investigation into this seeming misinformation at the DMV around the photo IDs. But first, I want to talk about how we got there. Start us off with the story about what started this ball rolling.
Sure. So there's a group called Vote Riders. They oppose the voter ID law and work to assist people in getting IDs. So they give them information about how to get IDs. They set up cab rides for them, and sometimes they'll even accompany them. And in one case, they did accompany a voter named Zach Moore to the DMV station in Madison, and they audio recorded it. He was told by three different employees of the DMV wrong information about his ability to get an ID or temporary voting credentials. Vote Riders then gave this tape to The Nation. The Nation wrote a story about that. I then caught up with it and got a copy of the tape from Vote Riders. So these two stories were out yesterday. Then this morning, the judge overseeing the case said he'd read those stories and wants an investigation into what happened.
So in this case, was the DMV in question that may be giving out this bad information about photo IDs, was it just in Dane County, just in Madison, or elsewhere in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, this group says they have done recordings of 10 visits to the DMV and have gotten all kinds of different answers. Now, this is the only case where they went in with an actual voter who was presenting his documents. He didn't have a birth certificate, and it tells what happened to him. In the other cases, they went and they just asked hypothetically, you know, I have a friend or a relative who doesn't have a birth certificate and needs an ID. What would I need to do to get that for them? And the DMV employees apparently told them differing information based on locations. So really, all we really know about is this one case where wrong information was given out to one voter by three different employees. I think the supporters of the voter ID would say, well, that may be an anomaly. This is all we know is this one case. And the opponents of voter ID would say, you know, even one person being told wrong information is unacceptable, and it raises question about what's happening with all the other people out there around the state who are trying to get IDs.
Patrick, can you square us away on what you do need to get a photo ID for voting in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that most people probably already have something that they can use to vote, and others can get it relatively easily. The litigation has really boiled down now to those who have the most trouble getting IDs because they don't have a birth certificate, or they have an error on their birth certificate, or they might not have some other types of identity documents. But a driver's license works, a state-issued ID card works, a passport works. Those are the kinds of things that people need to bring to the polls.
Now, you mentioned the advocacy group Vote Riders, and we have a bit of audio here from the national coordinator, Molly McGrath, who said that the answers that were given about getting that ID were all over the board. That's a quote from her. Here's a recording of Molly McGrath interacting with DMV employees.
I'm just wondering how that would work. Like, for like, if you initiate the petition process, do you get an ID for voting?
No, you don't get anything right away.
You don't get anything.
Okay, so just so even if we start the petition process and it takes 8 weeks,
right.
He won't be able to vote.
Right. Well, I don't know. They're working on that, so it's kind of up in the air right now. So if you want more information, we get you to the supervisor over there at window 3 while we do that.
Some audio there of what we're talking about. National coordinator of Vote Riders, Molly McGrath, interacting with DMV employees. You can hear that there's some confusion. There's more than one employee involved, which seems to run contrary to what was stated, that the DMV employees have been trained and were now up to speed and were ready to help the public on what they needed to get a voter ID, which did not include a birth certificate.
Right. So it's important to note that this happened on September 22nd, which is the very same day that the state DMV filed something in court before Judge Peterson that said, we've trained everybody, everybody at DMV knows what to do, and they know that if you go in there and you don't have a birth certificate, you will be told, fill out this simple form, and within 6 days you will get something that you can use to vote. And if when we're closer to the election, you will be overnight mailed something so that you will not at the DMV station, but within 24 hours get what you can use to vote. And as you heard from the audio there, this particular voter was told that, in fact, he could not get an ID and that there was not a guarantee as to how long it would take.
Patrick Marley stays with us right now. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about a new report that found that some Wisconsin DMV offices may be providing incorrect information to people trying to get a photo ID ahead of that November election for voting.
You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation about a new report that found that some state DMV officials are providing incorrect and incomplete information to people seeking a photo ID in order to vote in November.
We're talking to Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
And Patrick, we left off listening to some audio of exchanges between would-be voters looking for that ID and DMV employees. Do we have any idea how these DMV employees were, what kind of training they were supposed to have undergone at this point?
Well, the I haven't seen the exact details of the specific training that they got, but the what the Department of Justice has consistently told the judge is that they have updated all of their employees as to what the current protocols are. They have put up signs at DMV stations that say, no birth certificate, no problem, and that's a tagline they use in some of their other communications, both from the DMV and from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, to try to communicate to voters. One challenge for them as they do public outreach is that different people are in different scenarios, and they can't, in a 30-second spot, go into all the details of what you do. So they try to just tell people, you can get one easily, we can take care of you. So that's their tagline, is no birth certificate, no problem. But that's not what Zach Moore was told when he went in there without a birth certificate.
And what has Attorney General Brad Schimmel had to say about this and the state of preparedness of the DMV to handle this?
Well, really, he said very little. The only thing he said was that his court filing of September 22nd was accurate, meaning that when he told the judge that the DMV employees had been appropriately trained, that was true. We will hear more from him in a week. The Department of Justice, on behalf of the DMV, will have to file something on October 7th that says what they found when they looked into this particular case and what they've done to correct it.
And has the DMV itself said anything?
They've said very little. They've said that if something like this, they have not acknowledged that it happened, but said if something like that were to happen, that corrective action would be taken to get the workers the appropriate training.
And I want to talk now.
And they have said that kind of practice would violate their protocols and that their staff know what they're supposed to do.
Let's talk about the decision now from the federal judge to look for an investigation into this. And one thing that's notable is it sounds like the investigation is supposed to be completed by next Friday. Is that right?
That's right. He gave them a week. The other thing that's very unusual about it is that, you know, the judge did this on his own. He did not wait for the plaintiffs to raise this or file a motion and ask for an investigation. He just read the newspaper. He read the Nation magazine. And then within less than 24 hours, published this order telling the DMV they had to do this investigation.
And is this the same judge who was involved in the initial challenge?
Yes, he's still got jurisdiction over the case. He's the judge overseeing the ongoing litigation.
You know, based on past experience with the sallies on voter ID in court, do we have any idea what sort of information he might be looking for come next Friday?
Well, yes, he's going to want to know that this was an isolated incident, that it's not something that's happening more broadly, that the DMV truly does have a handle on this, and that voters are getting accurate information, that people in this very situation are able to quickly be able to get a way to vote so that people aren't disenfranchised. He's going to have grave concerns about that. He said that in his decision that found serious qualms with a number of voting laws in Wisconsin. That said, you know, the vote, he and other courts have upheld the voting ID law, and courts in general are very reluctant to make significant changes to voter laws right before an election out of fear that it leads to more voter confusion.
The weak timeline sounds like a bit of a scramble. Is this something that you think will just stay in Dane County, or do you think this will end up being an investigation that has to encompass the entire state in a week?
Oh, I mean, what he has asked them to investigate is this particular situation that we know about, the 10-minute audio of this one guy going in and trying to get an ID. So I think that's what the investigation will focus on. Clearly, the plaintiffs in the case will likely try to, you know, raise questions about whether that was unique or, in fact, a problem elsewhere. And I think it remains to be seen if somebody's going to turn up another tape or another voter is going to come forward and describe their experience. We'll just have to see.
And Patrick,
I think it's clear we'll have fights about this up until and probably well beyond November 8th when we have an election.
And Patrick, just very briefly, if the judge isn't satisfied with the findings, what happens next?
Well, he's got jurisdiction over the case. I mean, he could put the law on hold. I mean, he could do lots of things, whether he does or not. But, I mean, I think it is conceivable, I'm not saying it's likely, that he would make a significant change to the voter ID law, finding an easier path for people who have the most difficulty in getting IDs. You know, for a while, a different judge had put in place something where people could have just signed a statement at the polls. Does somebody try to make that a possibility again? It's possible.
Well, keep watching. Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks.
That was Patrick Marley, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he joined us with the latest news on voter ID in Wisconsin.